You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I hope you've already dialed in, but if not, 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Or go to willpledge.org. Doesn't matter if you're listening right now when we're live or if you're listening online later. We're always available to take that pledge of support. And thank you, by the way, for making it. Don Day is here now. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Let's start out west with the wildfires. And any relief there from the dry conditions?
No, and you know, this time of year, we really shouldn't expect any relief. While there will be, maybe in about a week from now, some Pacific fronts that might penetrate rain into the central and southern areas of California, this is the tail end of their dry season. And so it's a bad time of year for fires to get started in California. And any help away in terms of help from Mother Nature with rain is about a week to 10 days away.
Can you work your way across the country from there and give me conditions from one place to the next then?
Well, as we go from the Intermountain West and the Northern Plains states, they just saw in many areas a season-ending freeze across portions of the Dakotas, Nebraska, deep into areas of Colorado, and freezing temperatures into portions of western Kansas. That system is going to spread some areas of rain, thunderstorm activity here over the next 24 to 48 hours over especially the central and western Corn Belt. Looking wet in those central and western Corn Belt areas, Illinois, northern central Illinois, eastern sections of Iowa, northern Missouri. Between now and the weekend, have several opportunities for getting wet. So we may have a few delays for harvest operations here later this week and into the weekend in those areas.
I can see that today parts of Iowa, parts of western Illinois already getting some rainfall. How much and how long will that last? Will it move all the way across the rest of the Corn Belt too?
This first system is going to be a rather quick mover. We're looking at anywhere from a half inch up to an inch and a half in the heaviest rain areas. It will be moving out fairly quickly by late tomorrow. Then we'll have a gap with just a little bit of scattered shower activity. But as we get into the weekend, we're looking at probably adding another quarter to a half to three quarters of an inch of rain with a weekend system coming on through. Then as we get to late next week, another system. And so when we add these all up, there will be areas in the next week to 10 days, maybe out to 14 days, where there could be as much as 2 to 4 inches of rain across portions of central northern Illinois, portions of Iowa, portions of Missouri, lighter amounts, but still wet in Indiana and Ohio. So as we go into the second half of October, it certainly is going to be more wet in the Corn Belt than the first part of this month.
It looks like temperatures stay pretty moderate to warm, too.
Not bad. There is going to be some up and down, as we'd expect to see this time of year. We don't have one of those big, real cold shots coming, so we are going to have up and down. But when you average it all out, it'll be near to slightly above normal with our temperatures, at least here for another 10 days.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Have you taken time yet? I hope so, to make that pledge at 217-244-9455. Make sure you tell them when you call to bank your donation that you're in support of agriculture. If you're online, should be a checkbox there at willpledge.org. That's willag.org. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Do it right now. And thanks.